Good morning, everyone. It's Friday morning, April or Saturday. Yeah, Friday morning, April the 9th, 2021. There used to be a phrase that people used when I was growing up, and it was, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I can really relate to that phrase during these times. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I could list all the things I'm sick and tired of. I'm sick and tired of hearing the term COVID-19. I'm sick and tired of hearing the term pandemic. I'm sick and tired of hearing the term lockdown and social distancing and wearing a mask and taking a vaccination. I'm sick and tired of hearing the word the new normal and reset and let me circle back to you. I'm sick and tired of all those terms. Well, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of all those things I just mentioned? People say, well, Larry, what are you going to do about it? Register the fact that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of it. That's what I'm going to do about it. But I'm also sick and tired of all the lies that have been purported to me my entire life. I'm sick and tired of false science that I've been lied to about. We're not on a spinning earth. It's not spinning. It's stationary according to the Bible. I'm sick and tired of being lied to about free will. It does not exist. Free will does not exist. The lies of free will, do you control your own destiny? No, you do not control your own destiny. God's in control. God created you, and he's the one that determined your destiny. Even the bounds of your habitation are under his control. I'm sick and tired of the fact that I was 37 years old, 35 years old, before I was introduced to the doctrine of predestination election. How that was hid from me. They're masters of deceit, these free willers. And I'm also tired of dwelling on all the false doctrines, especially the Roman Catholic Church. We know what it is. But we can spend all our time coming against Rome and against COVID-19 and the pandemic, and we can leave out the most important thing, and that is Jesus Christ. Paul said, I would have you know nothing other than the Jesus Christ and him crucified. People are forgetting the central theme of biblical Christianity, and that's why I wrote this book, Biblical Christianity. It's time we get back to the real thing. They used to have an ad saying, it's nothing but the real thing, talking about Coca-Cola. There's only one real thing, and that is Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you this morning.